The council addressed some items relating to city code during a second reading of an amendment request for miscellaneous housekeeping code adjustments they had addressed at the last meeting. The council approved these changes, which were overall designed to make city code easier to interpret and use. The council heard a first reading of some general amendments to riverfront vision codes, but did not vote on them. The council also heard first readings on an amendment tightening up code for transient visitor lodging. Regarding riverfront code, the council did not vote on building height or massing code changes. These items had been previously separated out from overall waterfront city code changes by the Planning Commission because they wanted time to consider them in more depth, with the awareness that they are the most controversial part of the proposed changes. Some residents and a majority of the council would like to restrict building height to 28 feet, while some waterfront business and property owners say such limits would be too restrictive and limit profitable plans for development. The second reading on transient housing involves changes to city code to limit the ways residential homes can be used to house paying visitors to Astoria. City Planner Rosemary Johnson explained that the amendment would bring city code in line with changes affecting homestay lodging units, which are residential homes in which up to 2 bedrooms are for rent to guests. The new rules require owners to reside in the home and be on the premises at the same time as guests. Violators will face fines of $1,000 a day. There are 12 known homestay lodging permits currently issued by the city, but more such units exist. City Manager Brett Estes described the cat-and-mouse game the city follows sometimes to catch violators. Staff tracks ads for places to stay in the city.
So what that takes is sleuthing, where what we do is we look at photographs on the fronts of the pictures and note known landmarks and be able to put, it's a puzzle is really what it is.
Councillor Roger Rocca said he's very pleased with the code changes. He said shortly after he and his wife Jan Mitchell moved to Astoria 25 years ago, they had dinner with friends in Cannon Beach, where vacation rentals are permitted in residential homes without property owners present.
And they mentioned to us that in the winter, they were the only 2 people on their block.
Mm-hmm.
We are proud of our community, our sense of community, our character here in Astoria. We don't want to go anywhere near in that direction.
In other matters before the council, Recology Manager Carl Peters presented a rate review for the company, which handles the trash and recycling for the city and operates the transfer station on Williamsport Road. Peters opened his presentation by describing Recology as primarily being in the recycling business, not the trash business. He said that contrary to some news reports about recycling being handled as trash, recycled items handled by Recology continue to be truly recycled. He said rates that Recology pays Clatsop County for trash have risen from $3 a ton to $5 a ton for all trash brought to the transport station in Astoria. As a result, customers who self-haul trash to the transfer station will see rates increase by 3% beginning in July. Residential and business pickup rates will remain unchanged. However, Astoria's water and sewer rates will go up according to a proposal approved by the council at the meeting. The council approved a 1% rate for both water and sewer for City of Astoria residents. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.